Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslothy.
When it comes to polarizing organizations, none is more polarizing than Planned Parenthood. Adored by the left, despised by the right, and paid for by everyone, to the tune of $500 million annually in taxpayer subsidies. But that's beginning to change. With every undercover video released, with every story of abuse by abortion clinic doctors, and with every story of how they push graphic sex education to younger and younger children, the drumbeat grows louder. Defund Planned Parenthood. It's gotten to the point where 60% of Americans say taxpayer dollars should not be used to subsidize abortion providers. Yet the funding continued through administration after administration, Republicans, Democrats, it didn't matter, until now. Last week, President Trump proposed changes to the Title X family planning grants issued by the Department of Health and Human Services. And by all indications, at least with respect to Planned Parenthood, it appears the gravy train may be coming to an end. In full disclosure, I must admit Donald Trump was not my first choice for president. He can be brash, crude, overbearing, and has his share of moral failings. But we must also acknowledge the truth. He ran as a pro-life candidate, he's governing as a pro-life president, and defunding Planned Parenthood is another in a long list of promises kept. These changes to the Title X program make one thing abundantly clear. Abortion is not family planning. It never has been, and it never will be. For far too long, administration after administration has allowed Planned Parenthood to commingle dollars and services with a wink and a nod. It was illegal to use Title X dollars for abortions, so they used those dollars to backfill budgets that freed up additional dollars that could be used for abortions. The Title X dollars were also used as part of a successful business model that made Planned Parenthood the go-to organization for women with unplanned pregnancies. The Title X money was used to boost Planned Parenthood's image in the schools through sex education and Planned Parenthood teen clubs, all the while grooming teens for the inevitable day when some of them would seek an abortion. Because according to Abby Johnson, a former Planned Parenthood executive, abortions are the only part of Planned Parenthood's services that make any money. Ban abortions and Planned Parenthood would collapse overnight. Under the proposed regulations, abortion providers would have to choose between true family planning and abortion. No longer would they be able to use taxpayer dollars to counsel women to move from the nonprofit to the profit side of their business by having an abortion. And we say it's about time. If Planned Parenthood wants to encourage women to get abortions, they should do it with their own dollars and leave taxpayers out of the equation. This announcement by the Trump administration starts the clock ticking on a public comment period where you and I can encourage the Department of Health and Human Services to proceed with the changes. As soon as we get their contact information, we'll make it available to you so that you can make your voices heard. We applaud President Trump for this bold move and yet another promise kept. It should have been done by Congress, but that's a subject for another day. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslothy reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.